Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 150 verse 3 to 6. We're going to read it together and then proceed from here. Shall we do it together? One go. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Verse 4, he says what? Praise Him with the timbrels and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Verse 5, praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And verse number 6 says what? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. I'm speaking to you about dancing before the Lord. Dancing before the Lord. Praise the Lord. In this scripture, we see the psalmist showing us a number of things that could be done to praise the Lord and what God sees as channels or instruments of praise. And one of those is that he said, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. So it's expected of us, or God sees praises to Him when they come from the trumpet, the psaltery, the harp. Praise the Lord. It's one of the ways, because sometimes what you deem as praise is not really what God sees as praise. But we have to see what He has prescribed as praise. And then in the next verse, he also talks about praise Him with a timbrel and dance. So he begins to let us go beyond just instrument to what we can do with our body. So first one, he said trumpet. Now he's now joining the timbrel with a dance. So, and he said praise Him with stringed instruments. So basically, there are instruments we use to praise God, and there are actions of faith we undertake to praise the Lord. In the scriptures, you also see that one of the ways to praise God is singing. Singing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then we have dancing. Then we have clapping. Then we have shouting. Today we are talking about dancing. What are we talking about?
Dancing.
We even have prostrating before the Lord as a channel, a way of praising God. So dance, or dancing before God, is an important action of faith we do to bring praise unto our God. In Psalm 149, verse 3 and 4. Psalm 149, verse 3 and 4. We can start from verse 2. It said, let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Verse 3. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with a timbrel and harp. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 says what? The benefit we can say. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. So in verse 3 we see that let them praise His name in the dance. And let them sing praises unto Him with a timbrel. So singing is one way of praising God. And the Bible never said that the one whose voice is nice is the one who should praise God. What the Bible said is everything that has breath. So whether your voice is a burnt offering or it's a fresh offering, you are required to praise. As long as you are alive, praise God. Hallelujah. When I say hallelujah, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. So he said, let them praise Him, praise His name in the dance. So the child of God is required to praise the Lord in the dance. In the dance. There is a dance that you will do that will rise before God as the dance. Some people naturally know how to dance, but that dance does not always account for the dance. Alewa knows how to dance. I know how to dance. Some of us know how to dance. Some people are not gifted in dancing. But I know how to dance. He's saying that Your dance should not be in comparison with someone else's. You, there are dances there. Azonto is a dance. Yes. They say, I cry about no one cash him no grumbling. Asabone and Asabone. And I cry a dance. All Al Qaeda, all kinds of dances are there. The Bible is not talking about any of them. It says that when you are inspired to dance before the Lord, that dance becomes the dance. Praise the Lord. It becomes the dance before the Lord. Like when the Bible says, sing a new song unto the Lord. So there are songs people have sung. We can sing. There are songs that exist. We can sing. There are new songs that have come. We can sing. But he's saying that if, because there are songs beyond your bodies that you don't know of. And they are new songs. So if you don't know of all those new songs, you yourself can sing a song unto God. And that song will become what? The new song. You get it? Are you sure you are here? As we are sitting here right now, a song has been released. But you don't know. But when you sing unto the Lord, that's a new song. Praise the Lord. So the Bible is saying that we should come before him, praise him with a dance. A child of God must learn how to dance before God. And he says that when you learn how to do that, one of the things God will do is that he will beautify you with salvation. So dancing before God is an open door to the many things that God can give to his people. Tell somebody that when you dance before God, it opens doors. It is also connected to the meek. It's connected to what? It's connected to the meek. To know that you are humble, one of the ways is that you are able to dance before God. In your private space and in the public space before God. David was dancing in 2 Samuel chapter 6. And Michal, who was not meek, she was not humble, she was not a person of humility, saw that proud people don't dance before the Lord in public. If she were meek, she would have embraced the dance of the king. But because she was not, she found a problem with the dance. Dancing before the Lord is a proof to you yourself. You are in your room and you start dancing before the Lord. Wow. It's a sign that you see God as your Savior, your Lord, and you are meek before. You see, you are not ashamed of this God who has saved your life. Is God talking to someone here now? So you have to be able to do it in your private space. And when we come into the congregation of the saint, you should be able to do it. Tell somebody, learn how to dance. Learn how to dance. It says that God will beautify the meek. That means that people who dance to praise God also walk in favor. That word, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Means that he will favor you to enter into blessings. He will favor you. He will beautify. You know, dancers, naturally, dancers are beautiful. Naturally. If someone is a dancer, that person is beautiful. The beauty will come out. It's not some people, they are not. One of the things therapists, you know, suggest to people who are trying to shed weight, people who are trying to deal with their health, people who are trying to, you know, bring out their beauty in them, is for them to join aerobics or choreography or some kind of dance to, yeah, bend the weight and let the real thing come out. Dancers are beautiful people. Have you seen an ugly dancer before? The dance will beautify the dancer. Yes, now. And whenever you see a dancing people, they are blessed people. As you learn how to dance before the Lord, may you enter the blessing of favor. Sometimes before you enter into that interview, you ought to have danced before the Lord in your room. And when you have opportunity to be in a covenant day of praise like this, you have to dance your heart out. Praise the Lord. I don't know if I'm saying something here. So now in Lamentations 5:15, look at something. Lamentations 5:15, somebody is receiving favor here in Jesus' name. It says that the joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. Can you give me the ESV and then message? Let's just take it. Say, the joy of our hearts has ceased. Our dancing has been turned to mourning. Message. All the joy is gone from our hearts. Our dances have turned into dirges. So, a sign that you are a person of joy is that you express dance before the Lord. But much more important is the fact that the inability to dance is a sign that a force is prevailing against you. It says that the joy of our hearts has ceased. Why? Our dancing has been taken away. It has been turned. Something has turned the dancing. Has taken over your joy. Has taken over your dancing. Which you were using to express your joy. That is why if you are unable to dance before the Lord in your personal place. And in the congregation of the saints. It's a sign that something is holding you. It's a sign that what? Either depression is holding you. A demon is holding you. Kai. Either inferiority complex is what? Holding you. There is no way somebody who is not dancing is free. Something, if there is joy in your heart, you will dance and it will be a reaction that is not even a conscious reaction. It's a reflex action. Are you here at all? Yes. So, one way you know, and you when you see people who are bound, they hardly dance. People who are unwell, they hardly dance. Hello? I don't know if I'm preaching or what am I doing? Yeah. They hardly dance. Dancing doesn't come to them at all. So a sign that you are spiritually healthy is that you're able to wake up and say, Father, I thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a sign that you are what? Healthy. But you find that when you are heavy laden and loaded, it doesn't come to you because something has taken over you. A sadness has taken. He said that our dance, our joy has ceased from us. It's a sign that joy has ceased. And when joy ceases, the Bible says that the field will not be fruitful. And something has turned your dancing into mourning, into funeral. Sorrow has taken over. May nothing be able to take over somebody here in Jesus' name. How do you even get out of this kind of a thing now? You will dance your way out of that thing. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone now? So, people who don't dance are also impossible people. They are discontent. A lot of them, and a lot of the time, they are hypocrites. And finally, unquestionably, they are ungrateful people. In Luke 7:32, Jesus was addressing these people. He said, they are like unto children, sitting in the marketplace. And calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you and you have not wept. Let's read some more if there is another verse. He said, for John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And ye say that he has a devil. Next verse. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking. And ye say, behold, a gluttonous man. And a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. If there's another verse, let's read. He said, but wisdom is justified of her children. Jesus was talking, he said, these people, you can never appease them. John came, not eating. You said that he's a person who has a demon. That's why he's not eating. Jesus has come, he's eating. You said now, it's a friend of sinners. So in other words, Jesus is saying, we are piped for you. Have you seen a child that can never be appeased? It's crying. You give them toffee, they are crying. You give them food, they are crying. The thing that they wanted that they started crying for not having, when you give it to them, they are still crying. There is nothing you can do. They will cry. Oh, impossible people. It says that we piped for you and you didn't dance. Ask somebody, are you impossible? Some people are impossible. And the way you know that they are I'm showing you how to choose a partner. The way you know that the person is impossible is that they don't dance. They don't dance. There is nothing you will do that will make them flinch. They won't dance. Impossible people. They are not only impossible, they are also discontent. When you say someone is discontent, it means that they are never satisfied. He said, we pray for you. Wow. Okay, John came not eating. We thought that it will make you feel satisfied that that's a spiritual person. Still, you were discontent. Then Jesus came and said, okay, since you people said John was not eating, I will eat. And also eat anything. Dissatisfied. These are symptoms. Then these are hypocrites. Yes, hypocrites. Because as they are making their face like that in that marketplace, there are certain corners they dance more, even when they are not playing any pipe. I'm telling you. Some of the people who will not move their body to praise God anyway, in their sin, when they meet their side chick, they say, change your style. Change your style. Be like that. Be like that. But when they come out, they will give big, big speeches. When I'm coming back, small girl is saying, change your style. You are changing style. Be like that. But we will pipe for you, sir. You will never dance. Hypocritical people. Most of the people, you see them with a straight face in church. Even in the presence of God, when they are supposed to flinch for God, they are not flinching. It's a sign that they are what? Hypocrite. Maybe, and you know, when you are a hypocrite, you don't know you are until it's pointed to you. Sometimes you are proud and you don't know. So we have to point it to you. Scripture. Yeah. That's why pride goes before a fall. There's nobody who wants to fall into the pit. But when people are proud, they feel like this is how I am. I am plain, plain. I'm just, I'm like, you are arrogant. So we have to point to you. Are you here at all? The madman does not know he's mad. Yes, it has to be pointed to you, that madman. And I'm telling you that you refuse to dance for God. It's a sign that Ubuntu. It's a sign. Ask somebody, are you that discontent? The Bible says that godliness with what? Contentment. I say every one of your friends have married, you have not married. That is the reason why you will not even dance. Like you have been looking for the jobs. You have not gotten it. So I won't dance no matter the move of God. I refuse to dance. Why is it that Tanzi has married ahead of me? Well, sing it in the choir. This Alewa that has been saying poem, dancing here and there, blah, blah. He has come to marry. You are never content. Very discontented. Every time it's like you are fretting in some corner. So when it's time even to offer your dance to God, what do you name the Adentina, when we almost say, you know, which I almost testimony, Minkwamini testimony. You see, he says that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And you are not valuing it, that is why you are not dancing. And what God has to do for you, there, He's done it already. All the works of the Lord are finished, but you are never content, always discontent. He said, these people, they sit with a straight face, they won't dance. And obviously, they are ungrateful people. A sign that you are grateful to God is that you dance for the Lord. You shake it for the Lord. Show them. Show them. Show God. Are you here at all? Is God talking to somebody at all? Wow. Ask somebody, are you grateful? Are you a grateful person? Tell them, a sign that you are grateful to God is that you dance before the Lord. And you dance for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands if He's blessing you already. In your house, you will find out that a couple who cannot dance before one another, they are not a happy couple. I'm saying things so. If you are here and you have never danced before your spouse, to entertain your spouse, that marriage, it has not been working the way it's supposed to work. A sign that the marriage is really flowing is that sometimes, it's a sign that it's a functional marriage. I'm telling you something. A sign that it's a functional marriage is that from nowhere you'll be dancing. Check my dance. Dancing for your partner. Dancing before your partner. Am I preaching to somebody here now? Even this one I'm preaching, Christ, look at somebody's face right now. Look at somebody's face. The likelihood that when you marry, you will use, sadness to kill every vibe in that home is very high. Because, you see, when some love is moving your heart, you will dance. You will dance. Anyone who is in love dances. When you are in love, you dance. When you are happy, you will dance. Praise the Lord. Recently, I sent some small money to one old woman in the church, and she's not even a Ghanaian. a very, very old woman. Praise the Lord. And she sent me a voice note and a short clip, and she received the money and she said, "Pastor, I have danced for you." Wow. So I said, so I asked the daughter, "What does it mean for your mother to say that she has danced for me?" She said, "She was dancing everywhere in the house." Wow. Saying that God should bless Pastor for remembering her. Grateful people dance. He said, "Pastor, I've danced for you. You will live long." Is anybody dancing for you? Yeah. Somebody should be dancing for you. Are you here at all? And the person who will be dancing for you is someone who feels like you have added meaning to their lives. So if God has added meaning to your life, one of the things you do as an expression of your praise is that you dance. You what? You dance. Tell somebody you are going to dance. So. And from today, you will enroll on a dancing course with the Jehovah as a praiser. Because you see, some people, they dance in church, and when God raises them, they don't dance again. They wear abada, and they are big people with lace. They wear like he's wearing an armory. Too heavy to dance. Too big to dance. But when, I'm feeling the preaching here. From today, may you dance before the Lord in Jesus' name. It's a clear dance. It's too powerful. Look at why dancing is supernatural. Dancing is what? I'm going to use a test and I'm going to infer from the test. In Job 41 verse 22, Job 41 22, it was talking about the Leviathan. And in speaking about Leviathan, he said, "In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him." Praise the Lord. In his neck remaineth what? Strength, and sorrow is turned before him. There's another scripture. This is what? King James, right? Please, can you give me ESV or something like that? He said, "In his neck abides strength, and terror dances before him." So here we see that one of the vehicles for transporting terror, spiritual force, spiritual power, is dance. Dance is a vehicle for transporting a spiritual force, a spiritual power. So it says that for a person to get spiritual power transported ahead of them, he said, terror dances before Leviathan. You see that one of the ways to unleash the force of a chief is a dance. You cannot be a chief and you don't know how to dance. It's impossible. They would take a long time to teach you how to dance. Because the dancing is a communication. It's an expression of too many things, including your authority and your power. It's God talking to someone now. Then, it is also impossible to be a spiritual person, especially in the traditional religion, and you don't know how to dance. Because the dancing is one of the invocations you do to invite the spirit into a space. Imagine a fetish priest. They are always dancing. When they are angry now, they shake their hands and they are dancing. Because the spirit responds to a dance. It's one of the ways. They have to be vibrating for the demon. I don't know if God is talking to somebody now. When you dance before the Lord, I'm going to show you a scripture. You will be noticed. The spirit will be active around you. The spirit, the dance will become the vehicle for the transportation of the anointing, for the transportation of the power of God. Terror dances. As you are dancing, you are controlling the elements by the power of God. The Holy Ghost, when you dance before him, his power gets activated around you. And it will begin to clear things that sometimes prayer has not been able to clear. Things that skill have not been able to clear. Skills have not been able to clear. Things that knowledge has not been able to clear. It will begin to clear things that you have struggled to do with your mind. As you dance before the Lord, the Holy Spirit takes over with his power. May you learn how to dance before the Lord. Come on now. I said, may you learn how to dance. Let me tell you that if you want to be anointed, one of the ways to develop yourself is to develop a very free spirit that makes you to dance before the Lord without any shame. As for the anointing, if you are ashamed of Christ, you will never have it. He's not using you when you want to collect yourself, when you want to form, you want to package. Nah, it won't work. One of the reasons why David was one of the anointed people in scripture is that the guy was a dancer. He was what? A dancer before the Lord. So, sometimes when you are before a strong battle and you pray and pray and pray, one of the ways to send forth that power and anointing to deal with the issues for you is to enter into praising God with what? A dance. Tell somebody, I will dance though. I will be more undignified. I will dance. Can you rise up and talk to about three people that today the Lord is telling you that the way to send the anointing ahead of you is to dance. Learn how to dance. Please tell someone, learn how to dance. Dancing is a spiritual force. I feel that some people are going to praise God with a dance here today. I say, I've not seen some people, they are dance before, but today we'll see their dance. Because you are going to praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read the scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 14. 2 Samuel 6 14. 2 Samuel 6 14. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. One go. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with what? A linen ephod. He danced before the Lord with all his might. So, this thing that we are talking about, we are not talking about skills. We are talking about something in a spiritual space by revelation. When I'm dancing before the Lord, it's by revelation. That my dance is not a natural movement. I'm doing a movement in the very presence of God. He danced before. You see, a supernatural dance is one that you do before the Lord. For the Lord. Before the Lord and what? For the Lord. I'm dancing for the Lord and I'm dancing before the Lord. And so in so doing, you do it with all your might. Because you are dancing for who? You are ministering to who? Ministering to God. Ministering to the Lord. That's why nobody must seize your dance. Because you are not dancing before any man. He danced before the Lord. Don't allow your brain to seize your dance. Before the Lord. It's a way of praising your God. I'm dancing before the Lord and for the Lord. For the Lord. I've not seen Reverend George dance in this church before. He has to dance. But I know he's been dancing for somebody. Yeah. But the real supernatural one is to dance for who? The Lord and before the Lord. It's a covenant day of dancing before the Lord. And as you dance, you will see the hand of God at work. That amen is not coming out at all. Some people, they don't have what it takes even to woo a particular lady of a certain class. But they will now use joke. They will now use dancing. They will now use all my, you know, women like very fluid brothers. You understand? They don't like uptight people. Yeah, you are uptight. They don't want you. You can have money and they are chasing after somebody who makes them laugh. Who makes them dance. Who are the women here at all? Che, you better bounce who are kofa. He has a dance and is jovial and is able to make the lady to laugh and make the lady to feel like she is the best thing in the... Are you here at all? The way Cephas is looking at me, he can never dance before the wife. You can see the faces of people that they never dance before their spouses. You would have married a great person if you knew how to dance. Just knowing how to dance. How the dances here, Alewa? It's a dancing, I'm telling you. No, like, it's a dancing. A dance can make you be identified. Who is Alewa? Oh, Akwana ya Osano. It's a dance. I'm telling you. Adena Uchima Akwano. Osuo, yo, omami niji. Omami sre. O krake krake bi jokes. Boy ni nishi. Boom. O nishi. Enswama osre nti. Ama we niji nti. Watch yamano. What Jiatum said. Dancing is powerful. Very, very powerful. I'm telling you, people want to be happy. People will choose happiness over cash.
two of us. Yes. Especially if you will not be poor, you will choose happiness over what? Cash. Only poor people choose money over joy. And if you are rich, you will choose joy over cash. I'm preaching and you are doing like I'm not preaching. From today, may you receive an anointing to dance. You will be a prophetic dancer in the mighty name of Jesus. Too powerful. Please take your seat, because it's like I can preach a little bit more. Praise God. Dancing before the Lord is an insulation against pride and barrenness. Insulation. In this same chapter, if you go down there, you find out that the prideful princess or queen at the time became barren because she despised the dance of the king. And whereas she became, you know, overcome with pride and barrenness, the dancer was insulated against pride and barrenness. David said, I'm dancing because I recognize that, but for the Lord, I'm nobody. It's an insulation. If you want to maintain your humility, one of the things you do is to praise God in what? If you want to maintain your fruitfulness, is to praise God also in what? A dance. Privately and publicly. It's too powerful. When you see that we are singing and I'm dancing and I'm telling you. Sometimes I have some, sometimes it's not a matter of prayer. Sometimes, how do you keep the anointing fresh? You are always fasting. You don't keep the anointing only in fasting. Do you know how many years people have fasted and they still cannot flow in the anointing? No. The Spirit of God must be active with you. And you have to keep fresh in the Spirit. How do you fast and keep fresh? Fasting. That's why Bible says when you are fasting, put oil on your face, because Charlie, it's like some bitter something is in your mouth and in your heart. Bitter leaf. When the oil is there, you have to shake the oil and make the oil relevant. One way is that you praise will sustain the anointing for you. And one of the vehicles for praising God is dancing. Doing what? Dancing. Dancing. Too powerful. Those days when the prophetic started, there were a lot of prophetic dances. So. Yeah. And when the dance enters, I see that the vision will become clear. Mommy, sorry, what? It's God talking to somebody now. You don't dance. You are not likely to feel the movement of the Spirit. One way to keep the oil fresh, keep your spirit fresh and active, is dancing before the Lord and dancing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, so from what we have said, you can see that since dancing before the Lord is supernatural, it has got very important significance, and it's also very rewarding to the believer when you praise God. Number one, in Psalm 87, verse 1 to 7, Psalm 87, verse 1 to 7, it says that his foundation is in the holy mountains. Very quickly, please. The Lord loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. He said, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. For I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. I mean, the next verse says that. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Bible said that God loves Zion more than anywhere. The highest himself, he said, this and that man were born there, and God himself will establish. So in Zion, there's establishment. Then he's saying that, he's talking about the privilege of being born in Zion. And he said, the Lord shall count when he righteth up the people, that this man was born there. He's doing records. That this person, the place that the Lord loves to dwell, this person was born there. I've taken record of that. This person comes from there. I've taken record of that. He said, as well the singers as the players on instrument shall be there. All my springs are in the... Can you give me ESV? He said, singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you. What is God trying to say? He's trying to say that dancers are an important record for a new realm and a pool of a new people that God wants to bless. When you are a dancer, you dance before God. You are an important record before God. He said, God will write in the verse 6 in ESV. He says that, and the Lord records as he registers the people. To be registered for something great, you ought to have been someone who praises God with a dance. It's easier for you to be recorded like that. When you dance, the Lord includes you in important things. People have danced their way into higher matters. Is God talking to someone? People have danced. Wow. Some people were never known until they were dancing. It's like in Zion, singers and dancers shall be recorded. They shall be recorded in a place, important place, and among important people. One of the ways to obtain favor in an important place and amongst important, to be included, say I'll be included, is that you have a covenant position of dancing before the Lord. A covenant position of dancing for the Lord. Are you here at all? All you are practicing is dancing on the day of your wedding for your spouse. But before that, you ought to have been dancing for the Lord and before the Lord, so that he will include you in the people who are to be prospered in that season. Who are to be prospered. That's our cry. Though it's a capital town, it's punishing a lot of people here. For you to prosper here, something supernatural should be with you. Is God talking to somebody now? And one of the ways is that when you are a praiser and you take a covenant position that I'm going to praise God with a dance, God includes you in the blessings of Accra. Includes you with the people he wants to bless anywhere. May you be included in Jesus' mighty name. That amen didn't come out at all. Be included. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that as you dance today, you shall be included. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 4. I'm now showing you. Someone say, I'm included in the best places and with the blessed people. I mean, prophesy to somebody. Say, you shall be included. Anywhere important things are happening. In your workplace, you shall be included. In your city, you will be included. Praise the Lord. It's too powerful. Ecclesiastes 3:4, it says that a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. That means that the Bible is just doing like the opposite of dancing is mourning. Almost there. Either you are dancing or you are mourning. Either you are weeping or you are laughing. Kai. But he says that there is a time for that. There is a prophetic time where you take that time to prophetically praise God with a dance. It's a prophetic time to release prophetic rewards. We are going somewhere. I've never seen Balfour dance before. I don't know which girl he's trying to impress in the church. Dance, dance, dance. Tell someone there's a time to dance. I'm not hearing it. Tell someone there's a time to dance. There's a prophetic time to dance. Don't miss that prophetic time. It's a covenant position. I'm praising God with a dance. Dancing, laughing, singing. Exodus chapter 15 verse 20. Look at that. Dancing is a prophetic action of deliverance. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. When they crossed the Red Sea, he said that a sign that we have been prophetically delivered is that we are going to sing and we are going to what? Dance. Women joined her. And the Bible, this is one of the places the Bible calls Miriam a prophetess. So what she did was a prophetic action. It is a prophetic action to dance before the Lord. And as you are doing that action, it's provoking more deliverances. It's provoking more deliverances. The Red Sea cannot swallow you because you have a prophetic dance. Now, if the Red Sea swallows you, who will dance for the Lord? So when you are before a Red Sea, one of the things you do in standing still to see the salvation of the Lord is to dance. And as they were dancing, God was congealing the waters, and now he released the waters to swallow all the armies that were following them. The dance just, boy, I'm feeling that somebody is dancing. That thing that has held you bound in an area, it will scatter prophetically. I didn't hear that amen at all. I said it will scatter prophetically in Jesus' name. May power be released for that thing to scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus. As you are dancing, your deliverance is getting established. As you are dancing, your deliverance is confirmed. As you are dancing, may God confirm your deliverance. I'm not feeling the power, brother. As you are dancing, receive power for that deliverance. Shout a louder amen. It's a prophetic confirmation of your deliverance. I am before you are going for a surgery. It's not for crying, it's for dancing. It's for what? You are going for a job, it's for dancing. Going for a contract, it's for dancing for the deliverance of that thing to you. Whatever wants to hold you, as you shake for the Lord in praise, it cannot hold you again. You are not an easy target. I'm praising God. I'm thanking God. I'm dancing before the Lord. You cannot hold me. It's a prophetic deliverance confirmation. Please take your seat. Too powerful. Praise the Lord. In Judges 11:34, you see Jephthah's daughter. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. Why did she come out? She came out because the father had gone to deliver the whole city from the enemy. And she came out with a dance as a confirmation of that prophetic deliverance. Because he was an unworthy man who had gathered vain men. His people had cast him out, that he was not worthy to be counted among the royals of the place. But prophetically, he was able to save them. And the daughter came out with a dance as a confirmation of the prophetic deliverance. I'm saying that when you are believing God for a prophetic deliverance, one thing you do is that you must praise God, stand there with a dance. With what? David said, and I will be based in my own eyes. You will dance and not be ashamed in your own eyes, because it's bringing you a prophetic deliverance. Some of you, if you dance more, in less than 1 year, will do your wedding. In less than 1 year, that womb will jack up and the twins will come out. I'm telling you, if you dance small, tell somebody, just small. For the Lord, for the Lord. Not for any human being. For the Lord and to the Lord. Something will happen supernaturally. If you dance small, your promotion will be confirmed. Dancing before the Lord. Dancing will also qualify somebody to be married. In Judges 21 verse 18 to 23. It's a qualification for marriage. And don't look at it as just marriage. It's qualification for anything that you are due, but it's not coming. You are due for, but it's not coming. He said, how be it? We may not give them wives of our daughters. For the children of Israel have sworn, saying that, cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. Then they said, behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebanon. He said, therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyards. You see, the children of Benjamin, at some point the Israelites said, we won't give you wives. And they even said, it's a curse to give them wives. Then they said, okay, so how can we have wives? Then they told them, there's a feast there. It happens every year. And that feast, women come, virgins come and dance. So go and lie in wait. When the virgins come and dance, catch wife from there. Therefore, they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, go and lie in wait in the vineyards. Please, 21, let's go. And see and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances, then come ye out of the vineyards and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh and go to the land of Benjamin. Catch your wife in a dance. Verse 23. Please give me 23. And the children of Benjamin did so and took them wives according to their number of them that danced. Of them what? Their selection was never outside those who danced. It was of them that what? Dance. When the virgins came out to what? You are a virgin here, you are not dancing. We won't marry you because you are a virgin. We will marry you because you have dancing for the Lord on top of your virginity. You have certificate here. You think it's the reason why we should marry you? We will only marry you when you are dancing for the Lord on top of that, your certificate. That is what will qualify you for that marriage. You say we should promote you. No, you are not going to get promoted if you ain't dancing for God. No promotion for you. It will qualify you. It is the Lord who qualifies us. Said that the wives you are looking for, they are amongst dancers. They are amongst what? The management position you are looking for is in the realm of dancing. As you dance, you'll be captured. Are you here at all? I'm showing you how to get things. Dance for the Lord and you'll be captured. That's how Benjamite went and carried wives among the dancers. Collected them. May you collect that job, that promotion at your workplace with a dance. That amen didn't come out at all. I said you collect it with a dance. Somebody is going to collect triplet here with a dance. It's a qualification. Say, my dancing is a prophetic qualification. Praise the Lord. Is somebody blessed at all? Jeremiah 31, verse 3 to 5. God gave a prophecy that you people, you go into slavery, into bondage for many, many years. Then from verse 1, please, let's read from verse 1 to 5. He said, at the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. Even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. You don't rest, so you are caused to rest. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. He said, again. Somebody say again. He said, again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. So one of the ways God sought to build and rebuild his people was to restore to them their tabrets for dancing. And he said that as you are doing so, I am restoring you. Covenant restoration is a function of dancing to God, dancing for the Lord. You lost yourself. They took you away. They broke down the walls. He said that I have come to build you again and to rebuild you. And in doing so, you will be adorned. I'm restoring you. Say restoration. I can't hear you. Say restoration. I try mountain fasting and prayers. It is not a master key to anything. No. The prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Do you know how many people have prayed? For how long? You will pray until you become offended at God. Because you don't want to apply the whole counsel of God in your walk with God. He said, I will restore you where there must be restoration. As you are dancing, restoration is happening. Praise the Lord. They say you have a hormonal imbalance. As you are dancing, God is restoring you. They said that they have taken your position from you. You are dancing, God is fixing it for you. When one door is closed, another door is what? Open. And it's happening to the one who is dancing for the Lord and dancing before the Lord with a praise. I will build again and adorn you. When you see someone is anointed, don't just think about fasting. How many times did the Bible say David fasted? It's a combination of a lot of variables. You can't just pick and choose what you want and receive the whole package. You know, everyone is a trigger to something. Is God talking to someone now? Oh, media, me pay media. I saw the end. Yeah, come chill and me ni chill. Yeah, come chill. So in the time, yeah, come chill. Cry. And you mean I have better to your best serve man. Yeah, me no. Wamba. Into the restoration now. Oh, church and so on. San kanda. Because what Jane said, the key is in the prayer. The key is no. It's not every. Is that prayer? Is that prayer is not the key to everything? Christians pray, but boy, learn how to dance before the Lord. It will bring you restoration. Today, as you dance, whatever you lost, even generations before you, whatever they lost, may the Lord restore it unto you. That amen can be louder than it is right now. I see somebody restored in their glory in the mighty name of Jesus. May this covenant restoration be activated with your dance before the Lord today. May you be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Mark chapter 6 verse 12, the daughter of Herodias danced. He got the head of John the Baptist. Let me tell you, if you are a child of God, don't be joking around. Somebody can collect your head. The girl collected the head of John the Baptist. The greatest among those who were born to women. His head was collect. Even if you are great and you are not following God by faith, your head can be collected. And it will be collected not because it is needed. It will be collected because at that moment, that is what someone felt. Jesse, they will even collect it without knowing the use for the collection. The girl collected the head and they didn't use it for anything. You are in the village, then one auntie has seen that, hey, Gary, it's like this girl is going to be. Then you want to collect your head. He wants to collect your head. One of the ways you use to insulate yourself is give the Lord a dance. Give the Lord praise in a dance. Anybody, you know, and it, supernaturally, dancing is a spiritual calculation with the spirit. Yes. And calculation is combination. It's a spiritual calculation combining too many things. By the time you know, somebody has danced one kind dance in a shrine, trying to collect your children, trying to collect your job, in their coffin, in their wherever, trying to, are you here at all? Anybody dancing any dance of the spirit to collect any valuable thing in your life, today as you dance before the Lord, may the Lord neutralize them. That amen is not strong at all. Queen Vashti lost her throne because she refused to come out to dance. Esther chapter 1. What are you losing for not dancing? Even the thing that you have, you are losing it because you have refused to dance before the Lord. She was a queen. She refused to dance. They said, collect her. Esther collected the throne of Queen Vashti. She was not a native, an indigene of the place. She was a slave. She was not just a stranger. She was a slave. And she was still able to use her alien self and slave self to collect the throne that belonged to the native queen. Don't let any woman collect your husband with a dance. Oh. Collect your children with a dance. Are you here at all? Hey, as you are dancing right now, may nothing be able to collect the throne God has given you. In business, in ministry, in marriage, whatever God has given you, as you are dancing to praise the Lord, to the Lord, before the Lord, nobody will collect anything from you. Shout a louder amen. Clap your hands if you are about to dance for the Lord. Please rise up. Wow. Determination to praise God with a dance. Praise the Lord. When we are in the church, we are praising, we are dancing, and all that. You will never see Ima dance. Let the boy marry. You will see the kind of dance you'll be dancing in the honeymoon. People don't dance for God, dancing for women. David danced before the Lord. Dance to the Lord. Dance to praise God. You will never lose your throne. Hey, every throne is losable if you know how to dance. If you are not know how to dance, because she knew how to dance. She was just unwilling to dance. They called her, she said, I won't come. She said, come in. The king says, when you dance, you know, at least before my nobles, they will see that really, even if I've lost a battle, I still am alive. And there are some important things I still have. I'm not a foolish man. See my wife. She has dancing moves. Say, and you see, and if you read the scriptures, let me read the scriptures. You see, when I'm saying some things, you would think I'm joking. Esther 1, 11 and 12. Please, let's read verse 10. Verse 10 to 12. It says that, on the seventh day when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bigtha, Habot. These are all princes, okay? He said that the seventh chamberlain, that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, he commanded them. He said that, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look on. The purpose was to show the people and the princess her beauty. How was she going to do it? She was going to do it with a dance. Verse 12. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamber. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. The dance is to showcase your favor, your beauty, before the people and before princes. Those princes didn't come to showcase. One of them, Memucan, said that Sagewe into no. The people who can bless you can also go against you if you don't know how to dance before the king. You will not look, you will never look pretty if you don't know, if you are not willing to dance before God. It says, if you dance, he will beautify you. He will beautify you. Oh, be humble, but just learn how to dance before God. Would you receive your chins? Learn how to dance before the Lord. You have seen all the gynecologists everywhere. Look, your womb can be so beautiful when you start dancing before the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Who is blessed here? Who is blessed here? In your room now, you can start doing your own praising God and dancing before God. Do you understand? Too powerful. A sign of your praise. We are going to dance. Today is a covenant day of praise. And we are dancing. All that you have heard, it will come to you in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out. I said it will come to you in Jesus' name. You are ending October in a very high spirit, and the spirit of restoration by the covenant is your portion in Jesus' name. May God qualify you for things you naturally don't qualify. May the Lord sustain your throne and cause your beauty, your favor to appear before the people and before princes in the mighty name of Jesus. If your amen is louder before the end of this year, may you see the result of this covenant celebration. Give the Lord a big clap offering and a shout of victory. A big clap offering and a shout of praise. Shout of praise. Shout of victory. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Can I see some legs that are ready to dance? Somebody that is ready to dance. Give a jogging and let's see here. Are you ready to dance for Jesus? Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody clap your hand and shout. What a joy. I bless you. It shall be well with you. From this moment, everywhere you go, princes will favor you. The people will favor you. May you see covenant restoration. The restoration God promised to give you. May you see it as you dance today. May you see a qualification for marriage, a qualification for the job, a qualification for the visa, a qualification for your promotion, a qualification for the children you desire to have. May you see, may God activate your qualification this moment. As you dance, may you see the hand of God at work in your life. If your amen is louder with a clap offering, you are receiving it. Give the Lord your loudest shout. Hey!
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.